Are you thinking of committing suicide? Sound blunt? Well, Dr. Sejal Mehta says that sometimes blunt is the best approach when talking to patients who might be in a bad way.
It's okay to ask questions point blank about suicide, and that's where the medical community needs to be comfortable with.
Dr. Mehta is a psychiatrist based in Plano, and she's part of the medical community's efforts in Texas to get general practice medical professionals to be more proactive in identifying patients who are in danger of taking their own lives. And one of the ways doctors can do that is by abandoning the idea that talking about suicide is inherently triggering.
Asking a patient about suicidality does not increase the risk of suicide. On the contrary, asking about it gives patient permission to talk about it.
The Texas Medical Association is leading the push for doctors to better identify at-risk patients. In a recent release, the TMA cited a 2002 study in the American Journal of Psychiatry. That study found that nearly half of all patients who commit suicide saw their doctor within a month before. But Dr. Mehta says seeing an actual doctor is becoming less common, and that could be contributing to suicidal patients slipping through unnoticed.
Many times you are not seeing the doctor. You are seeing mid-level providers or physician extenders, and they are focusing on what the presenting complaint is.
In other words, Dr. Mehta says physician's assistants are increasingly filling in for overstretched MDs, and these medical proxies often get zeroed into a patient's physical symptoms in order to help keep busy practices moving.
It is very crucial that as a medical community, we ask people how they are feeling. Are they okay? Is everything is going well in their life? Are they not just stomach upset or headache or sinus problem? Overall, as a holistic way, as a whole human being, are they feeling well?
Dr. Mehta says increased training for doctors and their extenders in looking for red flags and answers to those questions could save a lot of lives. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control announced that 47,000 Americans took their own lives in 2017. And Dr. Mehta says so many of those likely could have been prevented if someone at the doctor's office had just asked. For KETR News, I'm Scott Morgan.